Well, we're talking with Ed Legault. He is with the Delta County Economic Development Alliance as its director. Good morning, sir. Long time no
talk.
Good
morning. Hey, yeah, how are you doing, Jack?
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing well. Thank you. Got some good news from Lansing this morning. I know this is not news to you. You and Craig Warple and others have been working on this for a while, but as far as the public goes, it's brand new news, and that is some new apartments in downtown Escanaba.
Yeah, we've been working with Kurt Spalding from Kathmandu's, and he's looking to increase some of the mixed-use apartments in downtown Escanaba, and his project has been approved. The support is going to be just under $250,000 for almost a $500,000 redevelopment. And it's going to bring three new high-end rentals to downtown Escanaba. So great news.
You know, three apartments doesn't sound like much, but everybody that lives in this town knows we have a shortage, don't we?
There is a big shortage, Jack. And you know, the thing that we're looking at is we still need, you know, three is a start, but as we see more and more people kind of rebound from the pandemic and everything else and interest rates, we'll get these projects to come out, and I expect that we will see more and more. I know I've talked to many people about similar projects, and we're going to start seeing the momentum happen and continue to build and rehab some of our historical gem buildings in the downtown.
Well, and that's a part of it. You and the DDA and the other groups in town have had these facade programs for years that have really spruced up some buildings. And, you know, don't you believe that this might be, you know, kind of a catalyst for even more projects like this? Because let's face it, we do have some buildings that have retail on the ground that upstairs there's apartments that could, or area that could be apartments.
Yeah, and that's what I think you'll see, Jack, is certainly where there's some assistance that can help them out. One, it's good to have the new housing space. But two, what we're seeing is in many instances, the rental rates from these apartments will more than offset the cost of building them short term. And what we'll see is people can see a nice return on their investment. It makes their building better. They're going to want to do other upkeep to the outside of the building. And at the end of the day, you have more housing downtown. The buildings look better. And it's going to attract more tourists, more people to live downtown. And we're going to see more and more projects. I think 2025 and 2026 is going to be certainly a great opportunity for Escanaba and downtown Escanaba. And, you know, that momentum is going to continue to carry on.
Anything else, Ed, I didn't cover you want to mention about this project, the county's involvement in it? I know it was one piece.
Yeah, I think what you have is all of us working in collaboration, the City of Escanaba, the Delta County Economic Development Alliance, Delta County, everyone understands the shortage in housing. And so there's a tremendous amount of support from all the entities that can help push this through the MEDC. And the good news is from talking with our local regional person, Ray Govis, we have a lot of really good projects in Delta County. So this is really good, and it's a start, but we look forward to having many more in the next year or so.